This is Dr. Benjamin Grappin asking a report patient NEC, NSEK, PHY, NEC, Ramus, and beginning procedure with GERD. Patient has gastric gastrointestinal metaplasia. Sedation was given by Ms. Cianna, Ms. Weaver, and Ms. Purjian, Dr. Raj. Patient monitored the personal fluid pressure, personal lactate, and priority. Patient ETG biopsy. Patient's date of birth is at 12-8-1992. Patient found a sign of the patient, personal reference. Choose from our cardiopath. I found some experience with false blood runs, one second level of examined portion and duodenum. Appear gross non-biopsy response testing was done for the third portion of duodenum throughout silic tritis for entry part of the clinical part of the spinosa, entry of the gastric biopsy was taken for a slight level of helicobacter pylori in the patient history of gastrointestinal aphasia. The mapping was done rapidly, especially within size of gross non-biopsy. Was seen patient diffuse gastritis. Did the biopsy for the body, stomach, did the four quarters of the biopsy for the fundus, and muscle biopsy taken in different jars. Scuba strain, I did not see if any ulcers or mass or growth. Scuba strain required injection, patient grade esophagitis. Biopsy were taken to her baroesophagus, they were smooth. Progesterone patient, no complication. Finding number one, grade esophagitis, number two, diffuse the gastritis, muscle biopsy taken from the fundus, the body, stomach, and the antrum. As a follow-up, the gastric intestinal metaplasia, and biopsy also in rural helicobacter pylori, number four, biopsy small intestine was rule out seen exclusive meningitis recommendation. Away from the small biopsy, number two, away from the stomach biopsy because of the helicobacter pylori therapy, number three, away from the stomach biopsy, body and the proximal body stomach biopsy to rule out gastric intestinal metaplasia, number four, away from the biopsy of D-junction, rule out baroesophagus. And also recommend patient start patient on depending on the biopsy or the D-junction if it comes out negative or better, then we start a patient on famotidine 20 milligram 1 to 2 times per day. Because of his active inflammation of esophagus and gastritis, recommend to take H2 blocker, continue with it with some last modification. Number three, depending on the biopsy, if it comes out to be any dysplastic changes, then recommendation of upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. If the patient has helicobacter pylori comes positive, we'll treat triple therapy. Follow 1 to 2 weeks and rotation. Please send back copy to patient primary care provider, copy Dr. Parabasetti. Their procedure was June 6th, 2022. Their patient June 6th, 2022. Patient's optional, no complications. Thanks.